our guest, best bud in the whole world, Ben Gerber.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
Short filmmaker extraordinaire and comedian.
Yes.
Huge. Well, I think we should address the elephant in the room. Who did it? Who did it? Why is Trump president?
Who did it? Almost everyone did it.
Yeah.
Like almost everyone.
5 million more people
did it.
Yeah, this time.
So many millions of people did it.
Yeah, it's really. We were going to walk earlier talking about like that. It's just like it feels like when he won the first time, it was like, okay, this like fringe extremist group has kind of like by some weird, you know, rift, they've gotten in and like seized control. And now it's like, oh no, this like is the country.
Yeah. It's
which maybe it's kind of like a. Me being in like a privileged white bubble of like,
the well, that bubble is like pretty white as well.
Yeah,
the one that voted for him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I mean the fact that I'm
it's
like
my privileged white bubble. It's like, well, that's also by and large a privileged white bubble. Yeah, it's just they're more angry and mean about it. Like
yeah.
The whites, the neo-lib and the conservative is just, are you going to be polite about having money?
Yeah, it's a skin, like, no pun intended, but it's like a. Surface, but I mean, maybe it's a me being in a privileged bubble that I'm shocked, you know,
yeah, totally.
Like that
yeah.
kind of seems to be the thing is when like white women, how could this happen? And it's like, yeah, it's a racist, sexist country.
I also think the conservatives are a little shocked, like,
that
I
they won
think
so hard?
You're like, well, we didn't think that was gonna work,
right?
You know what I mean? I think everyone around, but also it's like,
it's kind of like when you see, like, whenever you're like driving and then you see a frog and you like go right over the frog and you're like, oh my God. And then you look behind you and it's just hopping away. It just somehow is still living.
Yeah. You're like, what
that's
the
what
fuck?
The frog.
And then it happened again. And then the frog was so big, he like flipped the car over. That's basically what just happened.
Right.
It's like fucking insane that like he wasn't in jail after January 6th.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, we didn't, like, get on his ass and, like, get him in jail so he could run again.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's,
the fuck were you doing,
it's
dude?
Like that bit where they're like, he did football in the wrong place. It's like, you did
American
foreign policy at home. You can't overthrow a democratic election. That's what we do elsewhere. So you bring your homework home with you, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
No, it still says he, you know, he did lose the last election. It's absolutely insane. It's also, I mean, I personally think it's like the demo. You can't just, you know, be doing cartwheels with Dick Cheney and saying joy while doing a genocide and be like, why isn't everyone excited to vote for me?
You were you were on the Tonight Show like while this was happening, right?
The day before.
The way you said it was like you were saying it was her.
No.
And you were on the Tonight Show, right?
And
so
where
you
the fuck
think
were you?
People were so mad about that. Yeah. And you're there gallivanting with the liberal media. No time to address people's concerns.
Well, because I was just so like, did you watch it like live? Were you watching it live?
No, it was the day before. I was watching it live for a little bit and then I fell asleep. And I was kind of, I felt like Trump was going to win, but I thought it was going to be more of a 2016 win. Where
no, that's what
like,
I was telling her.
Electoral college, popular vote, comma. I didn't think I'd wake up and be like, oh, it's a false sweep, and he's like declared the winner.
No, beat the shit out of her.
I was doing spots and I was like popping into a bar in between with like Jeff Asmus, Mark McPartland, which having Jeff Asmus and Mark McPartland there, I was asking them like they were like just sages and oracles. I was like, wait, so what does this mean? And what's that going to happen? I was like, that's kind of like the best people to watch it with.
Totally.
No,
and,
dude,
and, like,
those
Tommy
two are those
there,
two are that,
Chris
who's
Higgins.
That? Krasinski, not Krasinski, but like who's the Candace Sounds? Who's like the stats guy on the. On MSNBC,
like Nate Silver?
No, he's like the young guy.
He's
like the young guy that like looks like he just got out of like Sunday school, and he's just like,
I mean, Mark.
He's like high as fuck on like statistics, and this guy, that's what those two are.
Yeah, it was kind of like nice to be around like political like savants, kind of.
Yeah,
like they just like know so much about it, and like we're giving so much context that I was like. So, well, Mark has been saying for a minute that he thought Trump was going to win.
I mean, a lot of people were saying it, but I kind of thought it was going to be close, and I didn't think it would be like 100.
Dude,
I thought maybe she would win, and it was going to be really close. Like, that really is the thing that's fucking me up, is that it wasn't even close.
But also, he didn't gain that many voters. It's less people voted for the Democrats.
So fucking sad.
Yeah.
I also think the one silver lining to it not even being close is that then the Democrats, like, or the left, we're not spending our time bickering about, like, what logistically was wrong. We didn't reach out. He was here. Blah, blah, blah. It's so overwhelming that it's like the whole tactic is wrong. And clearly these people are having some sort of issue and feeling disenfranchised in a way that this guy speaks to. So instead of arguing about like, maybe we just failed logistically in some way. It's like, no, you got to figure out how to talk to these people.
Totally.
And like
the Democratic Party needs to figure out how to run just one halfway decent campaign. They are
stop running
so
nerds.
Literally
stop with the nerds.
They are so good at being so bad at running a campaign.
Yeah. Well, like, be left then.
Yeah.
They're gonna call you, the Fox News is going to call you communist anyways.
Yeah.
I saw a great, I forget who said this.
Double down, like, lean into it.
They were like, with Liz Cheney on the shit, someone, there was some post where someone was like, why would you vote for conservative light if you can have the real thing?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make sense to, it also doesn't make sense to run on, we're not Trump. Like, I think that's also what they've learned is it's like, you can't just be like, well, we're not that guy. You have to.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, I think we'll take that guy.
Yeah.
It's like, apparently that's not that scary to them.
You have to be someone that they're like actively excited about, not just like the lesser of two evils.
Yes. Plus, I think America, I think self-awareness is a key to success, right? And we know America is a dumb country that loves a lot of spectacle. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to get another celebrity run left to get like Jamie Foxx, and he's like behind Trump during his speech, and he hits him over the head with a chair, but the chair says like universal health care. You know what I mean? Like there should be, instead of a debate, a WWE match.
Yeah.
Like they should have like the WWE Raw thing, have Trump come out, and yeah, it's like Denzel Washington just fighting him absolutely over the head. I think that's it. He'll win. Get another celebrity, get another crazy celebrity. But he's just full, like, fully based leftist. And I think it would be a 50-state sweep. Like, it's like Denzel Washington equalizer, but he's just, like, he's like, pharmacy prices. He, like, shoots him in the head. It's, like, climate change. It's like a John Wick sort of infomercial.
Yeah, just fully, like, WWE SmackDown. You're saying, like, lean into the spectacle of it.
Lean into the spectacle. Also, like, I'm sorry. Do you deserve decorum? Do you deserve anyone to respect your blood empire? You don't deserve that. That's insane. Where it's like, oh, our polite little country. It's like, look at all the horrible things they do abroad. Look at all the horrible things they do in the country. It's like, honestly, it's better for it to be disrespected.
And be like a silly WWE thing. You mean like...
Not like WWE, but like if you want to have like, I don't know, just like honestly like a leftist that talks... I think a lot of the reasons white liberals hate him is because he's just crass.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like you need someone that talks the same, like, off-the-hip crass way, but from the left.
Well, yeah, and Democrats, like, refuse to, like, play dirty in the same way, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Right, they just...
It's just, like, constantly bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Like, conducted, like, ableism on Joe Biden for a while.
That also, I think, hurt the election. If it's like, we're going to follow through these promises. Like, we fully said this guy was fine when he was clearly dead for 4 years.
I mean, there is whatever puppet was up his ass during that debate. Dude. Good
that
God.
That shit was brutal.
I watched it twice. One first time, and then I had to watch it with subtitles to hear what the fuck Biden was talking about.
Yeah.
After that debate, I was like, for sure, we're going to fucking lose. And then when the missed assassination, I was like, it's over. I was like, he's fucking winning. And then when they put in Kamala and had that first debate, I was like, fucking, I think we got it. It was like the craziest
It was a truly poor debate performance. It looked like someone
Biden or Kamala?
Kamala and Trump. Trump was poor.
Oh, yeah.
Because it looked like when you were, like, out to, like, breakfast with your grandma and you're just correcting him, where it's like, there's some states you take the baby out, they shoot it in the head. And they're like, there is no state where you can do that.
Right, yeah. That's
and all that they're saying about Biden.
Like, it was so funny to speak so hyperbolically. And they're like, again, we will reiterate, yes, immigrants are not coming in the country and
eating cats and
dogs. Beating babies to death with their trans dicks. That is not... Yeah. A real thing.
Was also like, it was like, then he looks like the crazy old guy that they've been calling Biden. You know what's fucked up though is the election snuck up so fast that I was like, oh, I thought we had another year of like the reality TV show of the campaign.
It'd be
like,
nice.
It was kind of a fun little like tune in and see who's I miss that a little bit.
It was so quick. It was like over the summer. It's because it was like, are they really going to do Biden? That would have been like every state, I feel like. And then, yeah, then it was just moved in quick. Also, I think they should have held a convention. How about have people vote for who the person on the ticket is?
Yeah.
You know?
When you were telling me, too, and this is, I mean, hilarious and probably so, she signed her own. She has to certify the election results because she's the VP still.
Oh, wow. Looking at that L.
Literally.
Looking at
like,
that L.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, my
God. Back to work for me.
Well, yep, you could have had it all, Kamala, but whatever the Mossad has on you, whatever.
I think it might have been Nick Mullen that said that, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe I'm misremembering it, but yeah.
I mean, that is hilarious.
Yeah, but she's still the VP, and Biden's still in office right now, and like...
It's kind of crazy. I haven't heard from him over the last year.
No, they really...
They're like...
Because he's...
just been sitting there eating ice cream, being like, what am I doing?
No,
they're
he like, looks like those like...
They have him in like political hospice.
Yeah, right?
He's sitting on like those, you know, those like Halloween where it's just like a, like an old scary ghost sitting on a rocking chair. He's just sitting on the front porch of the White House. People think it's a Halloween decoration, but it's just Biden just sitting there, fully dead.
Just back and forth. Yeah, rocking back and forth.
I was telling Maddie this earlier, but like before the election, I was in North Carolina living with my grandma, and there was this ad that would play, and it was an ad that said that if Kamala is elected president, she's going to pass a bill that will use your tax dollars to pay for transgender reconstructive prisoner surgeries. And my grandma would watch that every day, and she'd be like, I'm not paying for their surgeries.
Oh, my God.
And I
God.
Was like,
so
at least
worked.
You said they.
Yeah,
we're
that's
getting
really
there.
Funny.
But it was
that's
crazy
funny.
Because it's like that's the type of people who vote, and they vote primarily conservative. And she's just sitting there in her recliner just like fuming but can't get up to change the fucking channel.
It's also in a state that literally a quarter of is underwater. Right, and they just spent like $60 billion nuking a playground in Gaza. And you're like, well, maybe that's the problem. Not that someone that's already in a cage wants to transition.
But it's so Trump's so good at getting sound bites like that, at like getting sentences like that just piss people off, and like actually approaching politics in like a thoughtful way takes like sitting down and learning about it. It's like, I don't know how you. Well, except for unless if we invested in education more and this country was like better educated.
For sure.
Then I think maybe we wouldn't. That shit would sound as ridiculous to everyone else as it sounds to us right now.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, she didn't really promise anybody anything. Like, it's like at least Trump's vision has a narrative, right? It's like, you know who your enemy is and you know why your life is bad. The Democrats, they never say, like Hillary's like, even if we fix capitalism, that wouldn't solve racism. They never say, oh, no, life is bad for the average person. It should get better. They like gaslight you into thinking it's not, and then saying like platitudes about opportunity economy and like a tax credit, like very splayed shit where it's like if you just kind of did what Bernie did where you're presenting a narrative of like, who's bad, the 1% that control your life. They are jacking up the grocery prices, and I will break up that monopoly and stop that. That's like a clear narrative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like joy and, you know, shaking hands with Dick Cheney, who left office with a 13% approval rating, is not...
13.
That ain't a winning ticket.
13%.
Also, yeah, I mean,
God,
like,
damn.
Someone who should be, like, at the Hague.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's like how, like... It's like when you get a score so low on a test that you're like, if you just guessed, this would have been better. You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, that's not even people are
no,
checked
Dick
out.
Dick Cheney spelled his name wrong on the SAT.
He also just keeps getting heart transplants. I don't know how he's alive. Like, God keeps trying to kill him in some sort of deal he made with Satan. He's just
that's
grabbing.
Why he went to war, is he was like, I need a lot of organs on
Satan. Yeah, sounds probably half a Baghdad's in his freezer ready when he wants to go on a jog.
Just fucking live forever.
Yeah, so I just think that the mistake there. I honestly think Tim Walz would have done a better job running against Trump because that's just old white guy versus old white guy.
Yeah, and he kind of had that like everyday American.
He kind of did.
They're just weird, and I want
to
barbecue.
But to be fair, they're just
baseball.
Weird is a better argument.
That
you
was
need
a better
to, we are past political decor, like whatever that era of life is where they're like, he talks like a statesman. People
yeah,
don't
stop
want,
trying to be smart.
People don't want that anymore.
Well, I just want somebody to talk normally. I would love somebody to just... Because it's Trump's weird fucking voice. It was Biden, his mouth falling off his face.
Yeah,
Kamala was the only normal talk...
She did talk like a normal person.
But it was... But she was the back... Like, it didn't help. It was almost just like... By the time she lost the election, I was like, fine. Like, oh, wow, it's really nice to hear. Oh, she lost. Never mind.
Right. Yeah. No, it was so quick.
It was so quick.
It was
quick,
like
dude.
The absolute last second.
It
like,
was.
They really waited, like, it no. was, what, like 3 months before the
no,
election?
No, they called a timeout with 0.2 seconds left in the game.
And they put in a decent, like, an okay, not all-star, decent.
No,
and
no.
then they're like, oh, we still, I'm like, he was still ahead. He had a whole year of this guy not,
right.
almost 4 years of him just not talking. Or saying anything, or everyone getting pissed off about Gaza, that he's just like,
you guys want my water real quick, actually?
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think would have beat Trump?
I think like a like someone with the Bernie Sanders ideals, but younger. I don't really know. I don't really know if anyone who's currently in politics. You know what? Here's who I think should run for president and would actually wipe the floor with Trump. Jon Stewart. I'll say it right here, right now. I think John Stewart would win because he. Okay, so Trump's been in the public zeitgeist of American imagination for a long time.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's already been in there. He's like somewhat of a known figure, and so is John Stewart. He's also a funny, principled guy,
and is really good at debating.
He's very charismatic, and he has the outsider thing. But he's
I just wonder if the Democratic Party would back him, and if he would have the connections politically to do that.
Trump really have the connections politically?
But he had the financial backing.
Yeah. I don't know if you got enough finances. Yeah. We got the boy in. If he did,
Trump is just crazy because
I think John Stewart versus Trump.
Yeah.
I think he would win.
There's three of like the financial bet because it's like with Trump, it's like I don't. Does he have all the money or no money? I'm not.
So
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. It's just like this multimillionaire, and then it's like it says he owes a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like the most confusing.
It's unbelievable.
He's like.
I think he thinks he has
the richest way.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a lot of his anger and resentment is he is the dumbest, poorest, richest person. Like, in his group of rich people, he's like the bumbling idiot whose card's declining.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you read his Wikipedia page, it is like L after L.
Right.
Like, I like sat down and read it one day.
And two of the biggest W's in the nation.
Yeah. Well, his whole life is just failing upward in a way that is unfucking believable.
It really does. Whatever Joe Rogan bullshit narrative about the white men whatever are being oppressed, it's like you can literally fail your way upwards into presidency if you're given the start of millions of dollars.
Right.
He's like the most American person
that's ever happened.
Yeah.
He just got a bunch of money. He bankrupted a casino.
Which is like
literally prints money.
It's
like a crack dealer declaring bankruptcy. Like, it's like, how does that happen? What do you mean? That's the easiest scheme of all time. And yet it's still just America is such like a here's my brand and it's always bullshit, but we believe the brand more than the facts of who they actually are. Like if the drop shipping guy who always tells you on Instagram, like get into drop shipping. Was running against Trump, I think he would have won.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
You
got different algorithms.
You don't know what dropshipping is? I got a lot of dudes on Instagram telling me to get into dropshipping.
You've explained this to me before, but I don't fully understand.
Okay.
Kenny's like, so what you do is you put a box in a Via, and then that Via is going to take your package.
But basically, it's like this brand of the internet, like entrepreneurial hustle grind internet, that's saying if you get like an online store and you automate every part of the process, like basically someone could buy this product and then. You automate it where like it fucking automatically leaves this factory and it gets sent to them and you don't do anything and then drop ship like it's all done automatically.
No, if you say the word enough, I'll understand it.
What does drop shipping mean?
it means like an online store that's fully automated.
It means money right now. But what is that like automated by who? Like what?
Wait, so
are you the business? Man, are you the owner of the store that does not exist?
Why are you coming at me like I did? So no, you would create.
No, it's Kenyon talking to himself. He doesn't realize that Kenyon, you're trying to pitch dropshipping to yourself. He's like, there's this guy on Instagram. It's just your camera's open the whole time.
That's the last.
No, please. How the fuck does this work?
All right, so I may be fucking this up, but basically. I'll show you guys a video after this. You would start an online store, right?
Okay.
And then you pick a product that a lot of people order. So let's say it's a binder, right? And then you would put automatic ads for this binder on like Instagram and Facebook. And then you would like through this other website, like kind of start this account where like anytime anyone orders the binder, it'll automatically leave the factory there.
That's where I have a question.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that website?
I think
a website that makes a thing for you,
right?
Yeah.
And then doesn't take any money.
I think it's LimeWire.
No, well,
what
have to lose money at first, but eventually the idea is that if you
is the pitch just start a business. I don't fully
understand. No, start a business, but it every aspect of this product being ordered. The goal is with enough orders, it'll run itself. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, but my question is
here.
This website. You're describing a website where. You make an account.
You definitely need a VPN for this website.
And they make a binder for you.
No,
and ship it to the person.
So you need
who's running that?
You need like
who
five,
like runs that?
You
like
need
manufacturing
you need
plan?
Like five websites.
But what? I don't think that website exists.
No,
what I'm saying.
Watch the videos.
Also,
what is the no? But who?
Kenyon
so
saying
think about this on the other end of it. Who's a guy who's like, I run a warehouse where I'll make whatever you need me to make and send it to whoever
no,
bought
you,
it from
they,
you.
They are getting paid for this. The people on the other end. So it's just an automatic. So it's like if like. Okay,
but then the binder would order, have to be so marked up to have a large enough profit margin that you get paid.
Not really.
That they could just go buy a cheaper binder somewhere else.
That's not true. Watch now. I never want to be in a position where I'm defending drop shipping. But
I just literally don't understand.
No, first off, it's like a really popular thing on the internet. Don't fucking come at me like I'm a lunatic because it's all over the internet. It's a real thing. There's memes about it. So how about we chill with the fucking looking
at me? I think it's funny because Kenya was like, well, first off, you have to be willing to lose money before you make money. But I can assure you that the people that are starting drop shipping are not in a position to lose money.
Well, I think most of drop shipping is making money by convincing people to start drop shipping by buying your course. I think that's actually the way to do it. But I think I'm just going to Google
but
real
I mean,
quick.
You're just
drop
describing
shipping
starting
explain.
A business with like subcontractors that make the product for you.
Yeah, that's
like you're just describing
it.
Like being a middleman.
Yeah, but you don't have to do any work for it. Okay, there's an hour long video. I'm trying to see what's the quickest.
Like, look on my YouTube Shorts or something.
No, what's funny is it's an hour long video. It's a guy starting drop shipping, and then it ends with him being completely bankrupt.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
You'll learn how you can start a drop shipping business in 7 steps, so let's get started. Step number one, research your market. It's important to research your market to determine whether it's
funny, that's
profitable.
A cat.
Step number two is find your product. You're going to choose based on how trustworthy the manufacturer looks. So that's step
looks.
Number three, which is vet your manufacturer. Now we get to the creative part where we launch our online store. So instead of building one from scratch, which takes a lot of time and money, you would get Shopify. Step number five is add your products. And now step number six, once we have our store all ready, is that we want to market our store.
She's not done. she didn't sell anything there.
Also, it's like pitching OnlyFans to girls where it's like, all you got to do is make an account and then you make $1 million.
Right.
Yeah, if you have a highly successful business.
Right.
Or two people click on it and there's just naked pictures of you online. Like, if you do all of that,
yeah,
you might not make any money because people might not buy it. She's pitching starting a business.
Wait, yeah. So what is life without risk? But like, I'm not. Listen,
what the fuck
I'm not,
is dropshipping?
I'm not an opponent of dropshipping. I'm not trying to start dropshipping. The joke I was trying to make earlier is that dropshipping is get rich quick bullshit, and that is like similar to Trump, and that's like what America is. Like, we believe that more than who they actually are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a long-winded way for that comment there.
Sounds like it is in your algorithm, though.
It is in my algorithm. You know what? You can chit on me all you want. I made $300 in credit card referrals this fucking week, bro. In the last 48 hours, so why don't you come at me? I know shit's going down. I'm getting money from the bunker. I'm getting money for my visa, okay? This is that hustle. This is that immigrant mentality. You people don't have it. You people, I got to block Kenyon's number. He texted me 47 times today about signing up for something. I'm sorry that I got that hustle in my bones. I'm just sitting around making money.
But it's not like that much money. Like, it's so much work for like.
No, it isn't.
It's not that much money.
It's one text.
What product would you sell? Or have you been selling?
All right, tune on in, listeners. So the Capital One Quicksilver Rewards Card. That's 1.5% cash back on all purchases. 5% cash back on travel. I mean, what the hell are we doing? If I send you, it's also pretty low credit because they gave it to me for fuck's sake. You got like a 600 to throw that at you. You click my referral link, I get $100.
I don't know if this is legal.
Yeah, it is.
to mass promote.
It's only up
to
$500. I'm only one away from getting it.
So you just get $100 into your, or is it towards
it's
the
credit
card? Yeah.
I would like to say for the record, I have nothing to do with this. And if they come for you, I'm going to tap out on this.
And really sweet the deal. If you do it, I'll send you, because you could hook up a credit card to Venmo, so I'll send you $50.
This is insane.
Why is
and,
that
like,
insane?
For sure illegal.
My brother did it. Fucking my cousin did it. My girlfriend did
Two
it.
Two great
Everyone's
referrals there.
You know what I mean? Everyone who loves and cares about me is really doing
the
it.
The amount of times Kenyon has asked me to open another line of credit is...
God, that is so
That was the last credit card from the same company, which other friends did. It worked. And they got... Yeah, and listen, you could... This is how we beat capitalism. This is how we do it, guys. Because then you get the credit card, refer five of your friends. That's $500.
What's funny is Kenyon, this whole thing, he has... It's not... None of it is... physical money. It's it's credit on a credit card. Then it goes to Venmo.
How you turn it into straight hard cash. So that's how you do it. That's the one step, dude. So you can quit into physical money. It's whole life is possible if you just have some fucking creativity. All right, you think?
That is so damn funny. Good Lord. Well, I hope it works out for you.
It's already working out, dude. You're wearing my watch. You told me if it works out. Why don't you get the fuck off my
shit? I am wearing his watch.
Yeah, you're wearing
his watch.
Yeah, you stay in my room. You borrow my shoes, watch.
Pants.
Shit on me. I should have had you sign up for the credit card.
It works. I reap the benefits without any of the risk.
There's zero risk. It's Capital One is happy with me. They're telling me to do it. I should get paid commission, basically. I mean, I guess I low-key am, but that's really, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what? It's a little bit of a bourgeoisie energy I'm getting from you guys. It's giving bourgeoisie.
Yeah, fuck it, yeah. I don't want to have 20 lines of credit. I'll be
it's
fucked.
It's not 20 lines of credit. It's one credit card. It's only a $300 limit.
It's only one credit card, and I ask you 20 different times over the course of 5 years.
It's
that's
the same
20 lines
credit
of credit.
Card.
Opening a new line of credit hurts your credit score.
Not if you don't use it.
The way he was ready for that, for you to say, you didn't even get finished the sentence.
I'm still not over it because we had an argument about this like 2 years ago, and I'm like, technically it's not, because if you have credit you don't use, that helps your credit score. So yeah, you're so worried about it.
It's so not like a stable foundation. It's so like manically strung together like House of Cards.
Listen, everyone on this podcast currently has their own little House of Cards bullshit that we have in our lives. And this is mine. Mine actually pays me real fucking money.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you to do mine with
me. I haven't texted you about my stuff in years.
I know, because I made it very, very clear that I was fucking done with it. And then you got like kind of actually mad at me.
Well, you know,
because I wouldn't open a new line of credit so that you could get like a $50 Dave and Buster's card or something. I don't understand the risk reward on it.
What? There's zero risk, all reward.
It's a new line of credit in my name that I have to look out for.
Yeah, but you are the person you have to look out for. Just don't spend it.
Like,
yeah, just get the card, throw it away. You got a whole stack of mail right there. You're not looking at. For all I know, you got 18 credit cards. For all you know, I've signed up for 18 credit cards in your name. You don't even know, because there's a Mount Everest to credit. It's about to fall over, kill the cat in this apartment. So don't get started.
Imagine dying by an unused credit score.
No, this is the only time Kenyon communicates openly with me. He's always telling about like, I actually don't think that shirt looks good. And he was, actually, well, I've resented this about you for months. I'm like, say that to me 3 months ago. And you go, oh, Kenyon, I think actually, I think somebody might have that bit. Oh, yeah, well, actually, fucking this thing about you is really upsetting.
you say the podcast the only time I communicate openly?
The only time you communicate, this isn't entirely true.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, I don't want to fucking sign up for the credit card. And you're like, well, the mail's been there for 3 months and I've been thinking about it since February. And I'm like, say something.
It's a joke. It fits into what we're saying.
It's a joke.
I feel like this is like couples therapy in a lot of ways.
It fits in perfectly with what we're talking. Okay. Didn't mean to ruffle any feathers here.
No, I think it's hilarious.
It is very funny.
It's so funny because it's so real.
Did come in hot with the drop shipping.
I do love living with you. It's been no problems, you know? I'm just saying, you're coming for me, you call me a degenerate, all this risk and stuff, I'm joking back.
I didn't say degenerate.
Yeah.
I did say I will not open a new credit card. And I won't feel like I'm a bad friend for not, like, opening a new credit card.
It's just, you know, it's just your logic there. It doesn't seem to hit other people.
It's pretty actually sound and concrete.
All right, you know. Maybe it's the Chapel Hill in you guys.
No, it's so manic and strung together, and it doesn't give you long-term gains is my thing.
See, but we come from different... I've never been in
long-term
game. I'm usually in trouble. So I need that $100. Long-term game is once we get the card, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Week to week, day by day. I have always lived in the moment, and it's just been on fire. And that's the thing.
That is fair.
That's the secret to living in the moment. Have your life always be some sort of emergency, and you will be locked in. You will be locked into that moment.
Kenyans.
And locking into that moment is texting all of your friends. First a catch-up text, because, of course, you don't get rude about it. And then you follow up with a credit card.
And then you send them a YouTube short about dropshipping.
And you send them a YouTube short.
Well, you didn't answer Ben's question of what would you sell on dropshipping if you had to do it.
What would I sell a drop shipping?
Also, your life, all Kenyon's life, is the heel of his shoe is just a little on fire at all times.
I'm the Usain Bolt, dude, of tragedy. I'm absolutely running through
it. What would I sell?
I would sell a capybara plush pillow.
Huge.
And I think people would
You've converted me. I actually think you should do it. I think you can make a lot of money.
That actually saves my life. I'm like, this video, the next podcast, we're in just like a high-rise mansion in Manhattan.
Wait, why that? Is that like
capybara, is there a noble creature? And they're adorable, and why the hell not? Ooh, okay. Also, wouldn't you want to have a capybara plush pillow?
They're like a dog-sized guinea pig.
Yeah.
Wait, but it's not a real... It's a pillow, right?
I'm not really selling capybaras on the internet.
Gotcha,
yeah,
okay.
No, that would be cruel and inhumane.
You should make that as merch, honestly.
Yeah, it might be pretty fun.
Actually, dropshipping kind of sounds like what merch is. Where you're like, I'll sell it, someone else will make it, but it's like my thing.
It's just merch for people that don't have anything to sell.
it's merch, but you don't do a show first. When you put it like that, I 100% understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I should have put it into comedian terms. You know how some people with no acts sell t-shirts? It's just that. Like, it's basically all it is.
I'm sorry, I wasn't actually shitting on you, by the way. I just think it's funny.
No, but I do think this is... Really was a kind of a beautiful metaphor for our country right now. So I was just like, I'm just trying to make all this money. And you're like, well, actually, I think it's rude. And I think you should go about it through proper channels. And listen, I think
seven million
people just said you were wrong.
Both of us are still poor.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is both of us are fighting about our approaches. It's not fixing anything.
Right. That is the major issue. That is the major issue.
Yeah. But
at least yours sounds like, don't you need money now? And I'm being like, let's just not do this, but not really proposing an alternate solution.
Right,
I was like, that's kind of crazy, but I don't have a better answer.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty Kamala pilled of me.
It was Kamala pilled.
Yeah.
You were talking about, well, if you start a business 5 years from now, you can get a $5,000 tax credit.
Like, we don't have time.
We don't have time. Go to the date right now. The bill is coming in 30 minutes. I shouldn't have picked a place this fancy, but goddammit, I wanted to lock in.
You're doing the most expensive dates.
Right. We've calmed down now that we're hitched. We've calmed down, but we'll get back up there. But yeah, there has been one or few times I've done that in my life.
What, for the date?
I just, sometimes they people rack it up. They rack it up.
I've gotten a couple texts from you.
All right. Well, that's a Patreon conversation. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I don't ask. That's why Ben gets the watch, he gets the shoes, he gets the room. You get VIP treatment when you're here. You've effectively paid for the room. So I'm always paying it back, I will say.
Yeah.
I
can't
Apple
judge.
America.
I've been broke and I did it. My parents are like paying back for the rabbit surgery and shit. So
but,
we all got our people.
You call me. I was offering to try to do one of those schemes to pay for Yoshi's surgery.
And it was very sweet.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
Yeah. And now Yoshi's fine. He's running around.
He's running around. He made it. I mean, goddamn, every time I look at him,
really,
I'm so happy
really
I can cry.
Just a fucking heart of joy.
They are cuter. I'm like pretty anti-pet. So.
You're anti-pet?
What? Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking? All right, explain that.
Well, they're gross.
Yeah, I'm...
What?
All this is being redirected at Ben now. What the fuck is that?
What do you mean? Yo, what? Like,
they're just gross and...
There's an adorable sweet bunny.
I'll get a
credit card in Kenyon's name or whatever the fuck to pay for a DNA test to find out what the fuck is wrong with you. You don't like fucking pets, dude.
Dude, pets are one of the sweetest joys of
How
this world.
How about I drop ship you a fucking heart? You fucking evil bitch.
Yeah.
You don't like
gross.
Pets.
Oh, I'm
Explain
sorry.
Yourself.
What's wrong? Can you not fuck the pet? Anything you can't fuck, you don't understand. You know, all that's in your apartment is it's just a bed and a mirror. I feel like that's all it is, a bed and a mirror. You're like, well, I can't fuck that. What's the point?
I just, they're a little gross. I don't like litter boxes primarily.
What about a dog?
That's a lot of work. It's a lot, and they don't pay rent.
So if it's either gross or a lot of work.
Maybe I'm just not in a position to be
emotionally. You know, it also sounds like
buddy, I'm not in a position to have pets, and I got two of them.
I can't tell if Ben's hating on pets or just defending why he doesn't eat pussy. That is crazy.
A lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it makes your room smell bad.
It's a lot of work, and it shows that you care.
Ben Gerber, do you not eat pussy?
I'm actually down there a lot. Yeah. I'd like to go on record and say that.
When they're like, why did you text me back at all today? And you're like, oh, my God, let me.
It's one of my favorite pastimes. I love going down there.
If you're a dude.
Pass the time till I get to fuck you.
I think there is a correlation. It's people that voted for Trump, people that eat pussy. Those are two completely different circles.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think anyone who eats pussy voted for Trump. I will say that.
I'm trying to do the math, but that sounds about right.
Because I think that's every dude. Based on you're like, that's gross and that's gay. I think every gross in that.
Which is
gay.
Hilarious coming from every closeted gay Republican.
Everyone who's like wiping the cum off their mouth as they start talking about like traditional marriage values.
Right.
Right. I do think, yeah. I think eating pussy will. That's how we stop the toxic masculinity men.
Try to get
people to eat pussy more.
And
I don't know. If you're trying to get someone to love women, I wouldn't shove a pussy in their face. Right. I'd start with like our personality and our eyes and shit. You know what I mean? You gotta be into it. It's not like a surface level.
You gotta work up to it, but get into it. Yeah.
It's like an acquired taste, like drinking black coffee or something.
Or olives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like olives.
Every time
I'm like, you know what? I'm a grown up. I've grown a lot. Let me try olives. I'm like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I love olives.
Oh, I can't
tamponade. That's a tip, I think.
I love olives a lot. I could just eat olives out of a can with a spoon, and I have before.
Wait, can I ask you like a back to? Yeah. I don't know how to talk about olives, but I can talk about pussies.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever gone down on?
No,
a woman?
Okay. I really would like to.
Okay,
but I have not.
Okay, have you?
On a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I'm a small dick. What are we doing? Damn, man, that's like it's like people that don't have hands, you gotta learn how to pay with your feet. you gotta adapt to survive.
That was funny.
Oh my God, that's so funny. No, yeah, I would love to. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
But have yet to
have the pleasure. Well, yeah. Ladies. Yeah, it's Kamala. She's super stressed. That's the first one. Tightest one of all time. yeah. What, do you have any tips, Ben?
About going down?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is fun. You guys can give me tips. I'm the only one here who hasn't
done
it.
We have to coach Maddie through a first time meeting.
Well, and then I'll tell you if I think that checks out, because I've had people go down on me.
Well, like, just like
I do have that insight.
I just like commute. Like, when I'm down there, I'm just like I'm talking. I'm talking. It goes through their pussy and then out their mouth back to me.
Like a ventriloquist.
Yeah. No, I'm just, you just add, you're like, does this
like a pipe in a building when you can like hear someone else's conversations? It's like,
all right, Ben is really, really taking in the HR class that you were forced to take because you're really like, what's the secret to sex? Communication and consent.
It is true.
You know, it's like, which is true, but it is.
It is true though. When I have sex, I'm yapping because, buddy.
Right.
I'm a writer.
I am yapping quite a bit.
I know. We all love a little discourse.
We love the discourse.
No, it's just like talk. Just like ask. Like, does this feel good? Do you like that?
Yeah.
And then it also like opens up. Like you just feel way more. Everybody's not at ease because that sounds like kind of crazy. But like you're just more confident and comfortable.
You know what's funny is that I heard famously you're a quiet guy there.
This was
a new thing. There's even been a viral TikTok bit about this.
I used to not make a fucking sound.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, that would make me kill myself.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get why guys think it's like gay to like moan a little bit. I'm like, that's the hottest thing in the world. Yeah. But it's also hot if they're like trying not to. But you know what I mean?
It stems from like some like deep rooted trauma from when like I lost my virginity and like I wasn't allowed to make noise.
Ooh,
it was a whole thing there.
Oh, God, you can't. You can just casually be like, I might have been molested. Anyway, let's do the rest of the
podcast. No, you can. You're absolutely welcome to. That's fucking horrible. Yeah, and I'm very sorry. Yeah.
But no, but like, Jenna was the one who like got me out of that. Because
she's the one who's the joke.
The joke is very funny. She was like when we were dating, she was like, my boyfriend doesn't make any noise during sex, which is like, fine, whatever. But then I made him a grilled cheese once. He took one bite and went, oh. And she was like, now we've got a fucking problem.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, I was famously quiet. Now I'm talking.
Do you feel like it's made sex more fun for you?
Way
too?
More fun.
That rips, dude.
It
That's
just opens
awesome.
Up a whole. It just every you get on the same page. You don't feel weird. It's like just let it out.
And it's more like intimate too. Like that was the thing that always freaked me out. But like casual hookups or something where you don't know how to talk to someone like that. Is it's like, oh, I feel like we're both in our.
Right, so I've had casual hookups where I talk, where I haven't, because you are worried about, like, what do they think or whatever, but I just go in and just start talking. I'm not like, crazy about it, but it's, like, it makes everybody feel comfortable.
Sex and relationships is better.
I similarly, kind of, like, the opposite side of the coin, like, my first sexual experience was, like, traumatic in the sense of, like, there wasn't any talking, and he was, like, I was, like, more communication would have led to me being like, oh, I'm actually not okay with this, and we would have stopped.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm kind of have the opposite thing where I'm like, if someone's not talking, I start to get a little anxious because I'm like, I need to feel like I have open communication. Otherwise, something might happen that I'm not, like, okay with. So
right.
Talking actually makes me feel, like, a lot more comfortable, too, because I'm like, we're on the same page. We're, like, locked in together. Like, that's,
yeah.
You know?
It just, yeah, it keeps everything, exactly. Everybody's on the same page, and you have more fun.
Yeah.
It's so funny to be talking about fucking in front of Wilbur.
I know. You
it's like
I want to cover his ears.
He just feels so. He'll
hump Yoshi all the time, so
yeah,
I think he knows.
Wilbur's a dirty little pervert.
Oh, little guy. No, don't say that. He's a beautiful man with a lot of love to give the world.
7 weeks close.
Oh, these.
All right. Well,
guys.
I think we're about at time, ladies and gents and theys. But would you like to plug anything, Ben Gerb?
You can follow me on Instagram at BenGerber_. And that's where all the other shit is. And BenGerberStuff.com, actually. That's where all my films are.
Well, I think on closing, I think, what's the message of the podcast? Eat pussy and unionize. I think that's what we need to do to fix
America.
Eat
pussy together.
Eat pussy together. It's community building solidarity. That's caring for your fellow man.
That's mutual aid.
That is mutual aid.
69 is mutual aid.
69 is mutual aid. America needs to start fucking and sucking each other like we care. Missionary,
damn
and
right.
Staring forward and just getting ahead but not giving it back. That's ruining this country and the world. Climate change on some level is linked to that.
It's the same
because
mentality.
Because what, the whole planet's got to knob you off and you give nothing back? Jeff Bezos? Maybe it's time for you to go a little down
How
there.
How about Jeff Bezos eats my fucking pussy?
How about Jeff Bezos eats Maddie's pussy to save the planet, okay? Is that too much to
Thank
fucking
you.
Out with that bald little head? Look like you're giving birth.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. But
look like you gave birth to a golf ball. Anyway, also we got the Patreon. We're going to joke around on there. We're going to probably head to that after this. So, yeah, just check me out. I got some dates in December back in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I'll be with you for those.
And Ben will be there. And we'll be filming a little crowd work special, so that'll be fun.
Huge.
Yeah,
it's
and
so
then
sick. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. And stand up our Punch Up Live, Maddie Wiener Punch Up Live. I have the links in my Instagram bio to get on my mailing list and see all my live show dates. And also, we have it set up now, the new tier on the Patreon, Universal Rabbit Healthcare, which supports Wilbur and Yoshi's medical expenses. But also, if you're on that tier and you shoot us a message on Patreon, we will get you on the comp list for live shows that we're doing. It's
free shows,
yeah.
Both me and Maddie. What the hell do you want?
Come check it out. Pretty cool. See you next week.
Bye.